We continue study of the seals of Revelation. We now come to the sixth seal. As I've mentioned before, Jesus comes in the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth plague to get the sixth church, which are the Philadelphians who are alive when Jesus comes. So now we come to the sixth seal, and we notice that the sixth layer in the book of Daniel is the coming of Christ. And let's read, starting with verse 12, Revelation chapter 6. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs were shaken by a great wind. And the sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved from their places. So this is talking about during this time of the end period, there are signs that eventually develop into Christ's second coming, which is also in the sixth seal. Now let's talk about the signs for just a moment. First, it says there was a great earthquake. Historians agree that probably the greatest earthquake in history was the Lisbon earthquake, which occurred in Portugal, or off the coast of Portugal, in 1755. Now, there have been earthquakes that destroyed more people, but this was a devastating earthquake. About 20,000 people died. Actually, in China, there's been an earthquake where nearly a million people died back in history. But we're talking about signs that happen at the time of the end, a great earthquake. And secondly, the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. I was holding a seminar, and I was teaching this, and of course people had never heard of this before, even though it used to be in encyclopedias. It's not anymore. And one of the person decided to check up on me, went to the library, and found an old book, and it was called Our First Century. And of course, this was written in 1876, and it's called 100 Great and Memorable Events of our country in the first century. There is an entire chapter called The Wonderful Dark Day of 1780. And it says, almost, if not altogether alone, the most mysterious and yet unexplained phenomenon of its kind, so on. And it talked about how it got so dark in the middle of the afternoon you couldn't see a white sheet of paper in front of your face. Chickens went to roost. People were bewildered as to why this was happening. And this is a long article. I don't have time to read, even highlight what it says. But then it goes on. There's another entire chapter on the falling of the stars. And it says, extensive and magnificent showers of shooting stars have been known to occur in various places of modern time. But the most universal and wonderful which has ever been recorded is that of the 13th of November, 1833. The whole firmament all over the United States being then for hours in fiery commotion. It talks about how this extended into the mid-Atlantic, all the way to Mexico. And it was widely observed for many hours from about midnight until the sun came up. Hundreds of thousands of shooting stars. It talks about someone in Boston estimating there was 140,000 shooting stars at the same time. How they estimated that, I'm not real sure, but it's a very interesting article, and I was able to get a copy of this book. Now, let's ask ourselves the question, why was it, if the Dark Ages ended in the 1790s, why did the Dark Day happen on May 19, 1780, and the falling of the stars, November 11, 1833? That's a good question. We will answer it soon, because there is a reason for that. It seems that they were not in the 1790s. Why was it that these signs, and what about this sky split apart like a scroll? What does this represent? We will answer that in our talk tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.